When you master your mind, you will master your life. Welcome to the Self Mastery Podcast. Hello, welcome back to the Self Mastery Podcast. My name is Luke Pierce. Really excited today because this podcast is actually coming to you from the wilderness of the Gold Coast. I'm actually going for my morning walk, and I tell you what, it's absolutely beautiful here. So if you can imagine like a really, really sunny day, not too hot, not too cold, just perfect. Bit of dew on the grass that I'm walking on. And I tell you what, everything just looks really fresh and clean after a bit of rain that we've had. So if you hear some birds in the background, then that's why. It's not because we've got birds in the studio, it's just because we're going for a bit of a walk, which is really, really cool. So what are we talking about today? Today I want to talk to you about the art of fulfillment, all right? This is really, really, really important. The art of fulfillment is just that. It's an art. It's something that you practice daily, all right? So the art of fulfillment really comes into play in every area of your life, because if you're not fulfilled, right, if you're not fulfilled in the things that you are doing, then what does that mean? By nature, that means that you are going to be unfulfilled. And when you're unfulfilled, that means that you're going to experience things like negative emotions, you're going to experience things that you don't want to do, and that also means that this is exactly what's happened. You're getting robbed of your precious time that you have here. So there's a quote that I saw the other day that every minute that you spend unfulfilled is a minute of your life that is being taken away from you. And I was like, wow, that's a pretty cool way of looking at it. But so what is fulfillment? Fulfillment for me is like doing things on my terms, doing things how I want them to be. Not like, oh, I'm gonna have the shits if they don't go my way, but it's like, right, what do I wanna do? How do I wanna feel? What do I wanna wake up in the morning and, you know, go and do during the day? How do I want my relationships to be? How do I want my money to be? How do I want all areas of my life to work for me? I think that's really important, right? So you can be fulfilled in one area, and most people use their job, right? Most people use their job to try and meet that fulfillment of all areas of their life, and they turn into a workaholic. Or some people use going to the gym for fulfillment, right? And they turn into, you know, going to the gym 7 days a week, bloody 3 hours a day, right? And burning themselves out and all this sort of stuff. There's many different ways that you can meet your fulfillment needs, but I think the easiest way is to really ask yourself, wow, what is it that actually fulfills me? Is it the sense of hanging around other people? Is it the sense of helping other people? Is it the, the act of maybe building or creating something? Like, what is that thing that really fulfills you? And then what you want to do is you want to just have a look and see how you can integrate that into all other areas of your life. But realistically, like, if you're not fulfilled in all areas of your life, then that is going to cause friction and conflict in all other areas of your life. So it's really, really important to take a stock take and think, okay, hang on a second, right, I'm really fulfilled in my health and fitness, if that's an example, right? I'm really fulfilled in my health and fitness. Now, whatever you're fulfilled in, ask yourself why, all right? And it's really going to come down to a couple of things. Progress. All right, progress, because I can see progress. I'm growing each and every single day. Okay, that's really good. Why else? Oh, because I feel really good after I do it, while I'm doing it, and knowing that I am doing it. Okay, that's going to be really good as well. So if we're using the example of your health and fitness, and that's it, it's like, well, I can track. I know that I'm getting stronger. I know that I'm getting fitter. That's really good. And then you're like, I feel great when I do it. Okay, cool. So now you're just going to take those lessons, take those principles and put them into your relationship, all right? You're going to put that into your finance. You're going to put that into your personal development, whatever it is. And it's going to look something like the same. It's like, oh, well, why are you happy doing that? Why do you keep doing that? Well, I feel great when I do it. I know that I'm making progress. And that's really about it, all right? That's like fulfillment in a nutshell. And don't get me wrong, fulfillment is going to be different for every single person. So this is something that you have to find and discover yourself, right? Your fulfillment is going to be different to mine. Mine's going to be different to the person, you know, next to you, and so on and so forth. But here's the thing. It is an art. What does that mean? What does art mean? I truly believe that art is something that you do every day, something that is like a part of you, something that you think about when you're doing something, right? Is this going to fulfill me, or is this going to unfulfill me? There's really only two things that can happen in life. Something's either adding to your life or it's taking away from your life. So the things that you're doing right now, today, this week, this month, this year, this lifetime, start asking yourself the question, is like, wow, does this actually fulfill me? And if it doesn't, well, then least you know. And if it does, then that's great. You find out why. You say, why is this fulfilling me? Oh, well, I feel good. I can see progress. I just really love doing it. Cool. Do more of that. All right. So this is a very, very important conversation to have, not only like here between you and I, but also within yourself, because success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. If you're doing all these great and wonderful things and you go home at the end of the day and you're not actually fulfilled, like it doesn't light you up like a Christmas tree, then that means, like, that to me is the ultimate failure, because you're doing all these great, great things, but you're not actually fulfilled doing them. And it sort of defeats the purpose of why you're doing it to start with. So, man, this has been an epic, epic conversation. I know that if you, you know, have obviously listened up to this stage, then you would have got a lot out of this. So have a check-in with yourself and see what's fulfilling you and what's making you unfulfilled, and then you can do something about it.